One of the most amazing stories that I know.
一个我所知道最让我人吃惊的故事。
Is the story of Mimosa.
就是 Mimosa 这个的故事。
It's a book about an Indian woman.
那是一本书的书名是讲到一个在印度的女人。
Way off in India.
在印度很远的地方。
We have the book in our book library in the church.
我们教会的图书馆里面有这本书。
It's in English.
是英文的。
But it's an amazing story
但是呢是一个
of a little girl,
惊人的故事就是讲到一个小女孩
perhaps about 8 years old,
差不多八岁
and her father took her along with him when he took her older sister to this missionary school.
她的父亲带着她的姐姐要去一个宣教士的学校的时候就带着这个小女孩 Mimosa 一起去
And while her father was talking to the missionary, the little girl was sitting there playing.
当他父亲在跟着宣教士讲话的时候，这小女孩坐在旁边玩。
And while they talked,
他们讲话的时候
the missionary said one word, one thing.
这宣教士讲了一件事情。
Our God is a God of love.
我们的神是爱的神。
And she probably described what she meant, but that didn't make any difference.Those few words went into the ear of that little 8-year-old girl whose name was Mimosa.
描述了一下，但是这些都没有什么差别。最重要是那句话进到了这个八岁的小女孩 Mimosa 的耳朵。
And from there it went down into her heart.
而从耳朵又进到了她的心里。
And she said to herself,
她就对自己说
That God will be my God.
那位神要做我的神。
That's the God I will worship.
那是我要拜的神。
From now on,That will be my God.
从现在开始，他会是我的神。
The God who loves.
就是爱的神。
That's all she knew.
他只知道这个。
She didn't hear any more.
他没有再听到别的。
Probably the missionary may have said his name or thing, but she didn't hear that.
或许宣教士有讲这位神的名字，但是他没有听到。
But she went home.
他回家了。
And when evening time came for their worship of their God.
当傍晚的时候。轮到他们要拜他们的神了。
And they put a special kind of ashes on their foreheads.
他们就把一种特制的灰抹在他们的额头上。
And went through their ceremony.
有他们的仪式。
And they came to Mimosa. She said, "No, you can't put it on me."
然后他们就到这个小女孩 Mimosa 面前。这女孩子说：“不，我头上你不可以抹灰在我头上。我有另外一位神了。”
Father, look at her. What you mean?
母亲、父亲都看她说：“你这是什么意思？”
They were afraid because.They believe their gods.
他们很害怕，因为他们相信他们的假神。他们就很关心这件事情，试着要跟这个女孩子讲，让她不要这样做。
Who is your God?
你的神是谁呢
？My God is the God that loves.
他说我的神就是那位爱的神，他只知道这个。
They beat her.
父母就打他。
The father beat her, and the mother beat her, and the uncle beat her.
父亲打他，母亲打他，叔叔也打他。
She would not put the ashes on her forehead.
他就是不肯把那个。灰抹在额头上。
Absolutely no, he's not my God anymore.
他说绝对不要，他已经那位假神已经不再是我的神了。
And beaten and bruised and crying, she went out, left her little hut, and she went out in the field and said.
他被打了，在那边哭着，他就从他的屋子里面出来。
She held her sorry like that. That was the way she prayed. I don't know why.
他就把他的裙子这样子给摊开来，他就那样子的祷告。
She said, "Oh God that loves."
他说爱的神啊。
I'm not offended with you.
我不生你的气。
It's all right if they beat me.
他们打我没有关系。
But I worship you anyway.
但是不管怎么样，我都要敬拜你。
You are my God.
你是我的神。
And she felt so comforted.
她觉得很得安慰。
And such a sweet spirit began to work in her, and she went home.
有一个甜蜜的灵在她的里面工作，她就回家了，没有关系。
And it went on for years.
这样子持续了好多年。
People were afraid of her. They thought she had a witch. They thought she was possessed with devils.
人都怕他，以为他中了邪了，以为他。
They ran her out of her village.
那人们就把他赶出那个村落。
She was a very wealthy young woman.
她本来是一个很富有的女子。
But they made her marry a poor, low-class man.
但是他们就使她嫁了一个比较种姓阶级里面低的人。
He would gamble.
那她的丈夫就去赌博，把钱所有都花掉了。
Would go out and work.
而这个在社会阶级很高的女人，她会去工作。
Why are you a high class woman working like this?
别人就说你这是在种姓阶级里面很高的，你怎么可能这样子去工作呢
？Because my husband got into debt with gambling.
那他就讲说，因为 我丈夫赌博负债了。
And my God doesn't like debts.
我的神不喜欢欠债。
So I have to work to pay them off.
所以我必须工作来偿还。
Who is your God?
你的神是谁？
My God is a God that loves.
我的神就是那位爱的神。
20 years she lived like this.
她就二十年这样子的生活着。
And one day,
有一天
she was in the village, and a group of evangelical people had a little service in the village street.
有一天就有一群传福音队他们在街角上有一个聚会。
And there she learned something different. She learned two things now.
现在她又学会另外一件不同的事情，她现在学会两件事。
She learned his name. She didn't know that before.
她现在就知道这位神的名字了，以前她不知道。
She found out that the name of this God that loves, his name is Jesus.
她发现这位爱的神的名字是耶稣。
Oh, she was so happy.
她好高兴。
Now she knew the name of her God.
现在她知道她神的名字了。
She went through all kinds of situations.
她经历过各种各样的情形。
She didn't know the proper way to pray.
他不晓得祷告到底要用什么样的
方式。How to fold your hands this way or this way?
他不晓得你的手是要这样子的折的呢，还是要合起来呢，还是要眼睛要张的呢，还是闭着呢？到底是要躺的呢，还是要站着呢
？She didn't know anything like that.
这些事情他什么都不知道。
But she knew she had a God that loved.
但是他知道他有一位爱的神。
Strange enough.
很奇怪的是。
That love filled her heart.
那个爱充满了他的心。
She had several children.
她有几个孩子。
Many times, because everyone despised her.
因为每个人都看不起她。
A child would be sick.
她的孩子病了。
The neighbors would laugh, ha ha ha, he's going to die now because God's mad at you. You'll see, you'll see.
邻居都会笑她说，哈，你看你的孩子要死了，你的神在生你的气，你等着瞧好了。
In the chicken house, oh God that loves.
她就从她那个很小的房子出去，然后说，爱的神啊。
Her sari.
然后又把她的衣裙。
That's what they call their robes they wear.
给摊开来，那就是印度他们服装的名称。
My daughter is sick, or my son is sick.
她说：“我的神呐、啊，我的儿子，或者我的。
Nobody believes in you.
女儿病了，没有人相信你。
They tell me you're cruel, you'll kill him.
人们告诉我说你是残忍的，你会把他给杀死。
I know better.
但是我知道不是这样子。
Oh God that loves.
爱的神呐、啊。
Heal him, please.
求你医治他。
And he did.
神就做了。
He never died.
孩子没有死。
Sometimes there wouldn't be anything to eat.
有时候他们没有东西吃。
She go in the chicken house, hold out her sari.
她又去就走到户外，把衣裙给摊开来说。
We don't have anything to eat.
爱的神啊，我们没有东西吃。
Will you provide for us?
求你为我们供应好吗？
She stayed there till she felt comforted.
她就留在那边。
She go out.
直到她觉得舒服，觉得得安慰。
And there'd be a bowl of rice sitting at the front door.
然后等她走回屋子的时候。
Never knew who brought it.
就有一袋米放在他们家的门前，不晓得是谁送来的。
他
就这样子活了四十年，被别人轻看。
She had no Bible.
他什么都不知道。
She had no teacher.
他没有圣经。
She had no church.
没有老师，也没有教会。
All she had, a God that loves.
他所有的只是一位爱的神。
And she was a testimony wherever she went.
他所去之处，他就成为一个见证。
They hated her because they knew it was true.
人们恨他，因为知道这是真的。
They would run her out of a village or from another village.
人们会把她从一个村子赶到另外一个村子。
And she lived a very hard life because her husband wouldn't take his responsibilities.
她的生活非常的艰苦，因为她的丈夫不负责任。
And she'd go out and work with his servants, and she was a high-class woman.
而她去到外面工作，像是一个仆人一样，而她却是一个很高阶级的女人。
40 years later,
40年后
she was.Able to visit the school where her sister was.
她终于能够去拜访她姐姐所在的那个学校。
Where she first heard about the God that loves.
就是她第一次听到那位爱的神的地方。
She went back there.
她回到那里去。
She saw her sister.
她看到她的姐姐。
They talked.
她们交谈。
She talked with the old missionary.
她也跟那位老宣教士谈谈。
And they were amazed that she knew so much about God.
那些人很惊讶，她对神的事情知道的这么多。
They'd ask a question and she would answer.
那些人问她问题，她都会回答。
And their mouth would just hang open.
她们的嘴都张得大大的。
How'd she know that? She never had a Bible, she never had a teacher, she never had a minister, nothing.
她从来没有圣经，也没有牧师，
And they talked to her one day and two days and three days.
她们就跟她谈，谈了一天，两天，三天。
Finally her sister said to her,
How
do you know so much about God when you didn't even have a Bible.
你甚至连圣经都没有，你怎么会知道这么多关于神的事情呢？
And she said,
她说
all that you have learned by your books,
你用你们的书所学会的一切，
I have learned through suffering,
我因着受苦而学会，
and talking with my God,
我因着受苦还有跟我的神交谈学会了。
All that wonderful life, it's a beautiful life, took place because she heard three words.
那个很美的生命之所以会这样子，是因为她听到了那几个字，她是爱的神，就只有这样。
Words are powerful.
言语是有能力的。
When they're full of the Spirit, when the Spirit's anointing is there,
当圣灵的恩膏在，
powerful.
就是有能力的。
They can work wonders.
能够行其事。
They can change lives.
能够改变生命。
They can change concepts.
能够改变观念。
Because words are powerful.
因为言语是有能力的。
And that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵做的事情之一。
When He comes upon people,
当他降临在人的身上，
they open their mouth and speak.
人们就开口说话。
The first day the Spirit came, there's 120 people went there, and every one of them got their mouth opened.
圣灵降临的第一天，当时有120个人，每一个人的口都开了。
And words they didn't even understand were put in their mouth.
那甚至他们自己都不懂的言语被放在他们的口中。
And those words weren't just ordinary words.
那些言语不是普通的话。
We read that those words were telling the wonderful things that God had done.
我们读到说，这些话都是在谈论神奇妙的作为。
It was a spirit of prophecy.
有预言的灵。
Which is a testimony, the witness of Jesus.
就是为了见证耶稣。
That is a work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
When persecution came to Jerusalem,
当逼迫临到耶路撒冷的时候，
and everyone was afraid and had to leave their house and run because they'd be captured by the police.And put into jail and beaten.
每个人都很害怕，他们都必须从自己的家里面逃走了，因为他们怕被警察抓到，被打。
The people left their homes and ran to wherever they could go.
人们就跑了，看他们能去哪里就去了。
But the Holy Spirit was in them.
但是圣灵在他们的里面。
And it says, and wherever they went,
圣经讲说，他们所到之处，
they told people about Jesus.
他们就跟人们谈论耶稣。
You know what happened?
你知道发生了什么吗？
A whole lot of new churches were started.
结果就开始了很多的新教会。
They weren't missionaries. They weren't preachers. They were just people filled with the Holy Ghost.
他们不是宣教士，他们也不是牧师，他们只是被圣灵充满了。
And so we read later of all the churches in Judea.
所以我们后来读到在犹太全地的。
How did they get there?
教会他们是怎么样成为那样子的？
By these people that ran, but.
就是这些人逃跑的人。
But their mouths were opened by the Holy Spirit.
不过因为他们的口已经被圣灵给开了。
And therefore their words were powerful.
所以他们讲出来的话是有能力的，
They were effective.
是有果效的。
They accomplished things.
会成就事情。
If the communists had discovered that words are powerful,
如果共产党能够发现言语是有能力的，
How much more wonderful and powerful in the right way?
更何况如果是用
are the words of a man filled with the Holy Ghost
更何况一个被圣灵充满的人
or a woman filled with the Holy Ghost
用在神的事情上会更是奇妙
that's one of his wonderful works
这就是他奇妙的工作之一
a very important work
是很重要的工作
and that's why it's two times written in the Bible
这就是为什么在圣经里面记录了两次
when the Holy Spirit comes
当圣灵来了
and Peter used the word said that's what this is the Holy Spirit has now come
彼得说这就是那个就是圣灵现在已经来了。
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
他说：“你们的儿女要说预言。”
The Spirit will come upon them.
圣灵会在他们的身上。
They will begin to witness and testify.
他们会开始做见证。
Because He will open their mouths.
因为圣灵会开他们的口。
I've noticed even in services.
我注意到，甚至在聚会里面。
We try to get people to express themselves and so on.
我们试着会要让大家表达自己。
And it's pretty hard to do. They just sit there and.
这样做很困难。
Look at you.
人们就坐在那里看着你。
Maybe mumble, Amen, Hallelujah.
或许就嘴巴里面这样子念念阿门哈利路亚。
But we go on the service, and the anointing will come. And the first thing you know, everybody's got their mouth open.
聚会恩膏降临的时候，每个人的嘴巴都开了，在赞美神。
Telling his wonderful works.
在诉说他奇妙的作为，在见证，不管做什么。
But their mouths get open.
但是他们的口就会打开来。
Because the Holy Spirit has come upon them.
因为圣灵已经降在他们的身上。
And then we know things are going to happen.
那我们知道就会有事情发生了。
And then the whole atmosphere changes.
然后整个的气氛就都改变了。
Because the Holy Spirit is now talking.
因为这时候是圣灵在说话。
And only heaven will be able to tell what's done when people start talking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
当人们开始在圣灵的能力中说话，只有天堂能够知道。
We will be amazed.
到底成就了什么事情？有一天我们会非常的惊讶。
You can be talking to a person and just think it's a regular conversation.
你可能在跟一个人讲话，就是普通的谈话一样。
But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是如果你被圣灵充满,
you may not even be conscious of it.
你或许没有意识到,
words will come through your mouth.
话会从你的嘴巴里面出来,
and you may think they're just ordinary words.
你会想说的是普通的话,
but in the ears of the other person,
但是在对方的耳朵里面,
bang,
就这样撞,
and drops right into their heart.
就沉到了他的心里去。
Oh, is that so?
哦，是这样子的。
I never knew that.
啊，这个我以前不晓得。
Oh, that's wonderful.
嗯，这个很好。
You don't know they're thinking that.
你不晓得他们在想这个
But they are.
但他们在想
I've had many such testimonies people tell me
人们告诉我过
Maybe three or four years before
或许是三四年前
My whole life was changed but remember that,
我的一生
都改变了 such a place and you said this
在某个地方
一个聚会 and I don't remember saying anything
你在那聚会当中讲了什么那个聚会我不记得了我也不记得我说过什么
To me it was nothing special
对我来说都没有什么特别
But to them it was very special
但是对他们来说很特别
That missionaryAmy Carmichael
那个宣教士贾艾梅
did not stop the whole thing and say to that little girl listen little girl I've got something special for you
他没有把那个小女孩拦下来说哎，小女孩我有特别的话要告诉你神是爱的神
she didn't even think of the little girl
没有他根本没有想那个小女孩
she was talking to her father
他是在跟那女孩子的父亲谈
and in the conversation she happened to say those little words
在谈话当中他刚好说了那几句小小的话
and they went straight down into the heart Of Mimosa,
直接了进到这个 Mimosa 的心中
A little 8-year-old girl
一个八岁的小女孩
Changed her life
改变了她的生命
children,
还有她孩子的生命
And the life of her neighbors
她邻居的生命
It was tremendous
那是很了不起的
The Holy Spirit gives us words
圣灵给我们话语
Not only words of a foreign language
不只是另外一种外国的语言
But words are full of life
而是充满了生命的语言
Jesus said He said the words that I speak unto you
耶稣说我对你们所说的话
They are spirit and they are life
就是灵就是生命
There's life in our words when the spirit begins to speak
当圣灵开始说话的时候我们的言语就有了生命
There's a spirit in our words
我们的言语里当中有个灵
It's not just a human spirit
不只是人的灵
It's not a devil spirit.
也不是魔鬼的灵。
It's a spirit of the Holy Ghost.
而是圣灵的灵。
Because now our mouths have been opened, and any time the Lord wants to use you,
因为这个时候我们的口已经开了，凡是主要用你的时候，他就会把那话放在你的里面。
If the anointing comes, then they're stronger yet.
特别是当恩膏来的时候，那话就会更强。
They are packed full of life and spirit.
里面就充满了生命的灵。
And someplace, someone, somewhere,
在某个地方，
is going to hear it.
就会有人听到
and it will change them
会改变他们
it will change them some part of their life will be changed
他们生活的某一个部分就会被改变
that's one of the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit
这就是圣灵奇妙的工作之一
we read in many occasions
我们读过在许多的场合中
when the Spirit came upon a prophet
当圣灵降临在先知的身上
suddenly words would come forth
忽然之间话语就会出来了
and it would change everything
会改变一切
it would change the outcome of wars
会改变战争的结果
it would change kings and nations
会改变国王国家
because the spirit was now using their lips
因为这个时候是圣灵在用他们的口
that's the work of the Holy Spirit
这就是圣灵的工作
and that's what he wants to do with all of our lives he didn't say just the apostles
这就是他在我们每个人生命中要做的
and your daughters and your servants and your maidservants
他不是说只有他的使徒他说的是你们的儿女还有你们的仆人跟使女
Not just the highly educated people
不只是那些受过很高教育的人
Not just the ones with a seminary diploma
不是那些有神学院文凭的人
Not just the ones who have a great ministry
不是那些有很伟大侍奉的人
In fact, he didn't even say that
事实上他甚至没有那样说
Your daughters
他说你的儿
and your young men,
你们的少年人
and they'll have visions and dream dreams,
他们要见异象做异梦
and on my servants,
还有我的仆人
and handmaids,
和使女
I will pour out in those days of my spirit and they shall prophesy.
Wherever,
whoever the Spirit of God comes upon,
whoever
is filled with the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's one way of telling who has a true spirit and who hasn't.
你知道这就是能够分辨谁有真正的灵谁没有的方式之一。
Maybe they spoke in tongues sometime, I don't know.
或许他们有些人有时候讲方言。
But I know this.
但是我知道这一点。
If their mouth isn't been opened,
如果他们的口还没有开,
they are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost.
他们还没有被圣灵充满。
If they cannot declare and rejoice like we did a little while ago and praise the wonderful name of Jesus,
如果他没有办法像我刚才所说的在赞美耶稣奇妙的名。我怀疑他们有的人，他们的灵是什么样子的？我很怀疑。
Because when he comes,
因为当他来的时候
，that's one of the signs that he is there.
这就是他在那里的迹象之一。
The mouth will be open,
口会开了
，to declare the wonderful works of God.
来传扬神奇妙的作为。
How wonderful he is!
他何等的奇妙
！To exalt his name,
会尊崇他的名
；to praise his name,
去赞美他的名。
To tell of the things he's done.
诉说他已经成就的事情。
To give a testimony like the man that was healed of his insanity.
会做见证，就像那个被医好的疯子。
And the devils were cast out.
或是像那个鬼被赶出去的人一样。
He didn't have much to say except one thing.
他没有多少可以说的，只有一件事。
But what a wonderful thing it was.
但是那是何等奇妙的事情。
And it was filled with life because he believed it.
而且充满了生命，因为他自己
相信。So everybody else believed it.
所以其他的人也都相信。
You know, faith is contagious.
你知道信心会感染的。
If you have faith in it, somebody else will believe it too.
如果你对这个有信心，别人也会相信。
It's contagious.
就是感染的。
It works that way.
信心就是这样子运作的。
And that's one of the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵奇妙的工作之一。
The spirit of prophecy.
预言的灵。
The spirit of declaration, the wonders of God.
就是传扬神奇妙的灵。
The spirit that's open.For the Holy Spirit to put words in our mouth when we don't even think of it.
就是我们的灵能够对圣灵敞开，甚至当我们没有想到的时候，圣灵就把话语放在我们口中。
We're just telling the wonderful things of God.
我们只是在诉说神奇妙的事情。
Strong words.
那些话。
Life.
这些话语就充满了生命，充满了灵。
That's why we need the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要圣灵。
That's why we need to have a full, true baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要有完全的真实的圣灵。
That's why the church needs it.
这就是为什么教会需要它。
Then she will walk in power.
那么教会就能够行在能力中。
When the church is afraid to open their mouth,
当教会害怕开口的时候
，afraid to testify,
害怕做见证
，afraid to exalt Jesus,
害怕高举耶稣
，that church will be a very, very dead church. There's no life in it.
那个教会会是一个死的教会，当中没有生命。
Because the Holy Spirit.Is not able to use their mouths.
因为圣灵没有办法用他们的口。
They may use them.
他们或许会用自己的口。
Too much maybe.
或许用的太多了。
But the Holy Spirit won't.
但是圣灵不会用。
Until he is received and is able to come in, and use and open our lips.
直到他能够进来开我们的口，用我们的口。
So Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵。
In the name of Jesus, I ask you.
我奉耶稣的名求你。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
求你用你的圣灵充满我们。
Fill us more and more.
求你越来越多的充满我们。
Open our lips to glorify you.
开我们的口，让我们荣耀你。
To exalt you.
来高举你。
To tell the wonderful story of your love.
诉说你奇妙的爱。
To tell of this matchless grace of Jesus that was greater than all my sins.
诉说耶稣无比的恩典大过我所有的罪。
To be able to tell of it.
能够跟别人说
and not be afraid or ashamed,
不害怕也不会惭愧
to be strong and aggressive even,
甚至能够很刚强甚至很积极
not little timid sheep that run and hide,
而不是小小的一只害怕胆怯的羊跑起来
but strong in our faith,
让我们信心刚强
stand up for what we believe,
为我们所相信的
and declare with faith in words that they cannot deny because It's the truth for me.
用信心宣告说出来，让人们不能够否认，因为这对我来说是真的。
Not one person could deny that that insane man was healed.
没有人能够否认那个疯子得了医治。
He had words that were backed up.
他的话语的背后
There was a power in them.
有能力支持着他。
And he wasn't just whispering on a street corner.
他不是在街角轻声地说
的。He was crying out, look at me!
他是大声地喊着说看看我。
I am the devil-filled man.
我本来是那个被鬼附。
I am the demoniac.
我是那个被鬼附人。
I am the insane one.
我是那个疯子。
Look at me.
看着我。
I am healed.
我得医治了。
My God can do wonderful things.
我的神能够做奇妙的事
情。He can heal you too.
他也能够医治你。
He can deliver you too.
他也能够释放你。
He can change your life too.
他也能够改变你的生命。
Oh, listen to my testimony.
听我的见证。
And people would stop and listen.
人们会停下来听。
And the words would like little arrows go right deep into their hearts.
话语就会像箭一样深深地射中他们的心
Because there was the evidence right before their eyes
因为他们眼前就看到这样子的见证
This man was different
这个人不一样
They knew him
那些人认识他
He was changed
他改变了
The devil of temper was gone
他那个发脾气的魔鬼
The devil of bitterness was gone
他苦毒的鬼不见了
The devil of self-pity was gone
自怜的鬼不见了
The devil of rage was gone
愤怒的鬼不见了。
Oh, they knew who he was before. Nobody wanted to be around him.
人们认得以前的他，没有人想要在他周
围。They were afraid of him.
人们害怕他。
But now,
但是现在
how changed he was.
他的改变何等大。
I wonder if his God can do that for me.
他的神也能够为我做这样的事情。
I wonder if his God can change me that much.
我想他的神也能够这样子的改变我。
Oh, how nice it would be.
这样子很棒。
Who'd you say he was?
你说他是谁？
His name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
Where is he?
他在哪里？
Well, he's going to come soon and visit us.
他很快就要来拜访我
们。Be sure and hunt him up and visit him.
一定要去看他。
He will change you too.
他也会改变你。
Yes. His mouth was open.
是的，他的口开了。
His lips were unsealed.
他的嘴没有被封锁。
The words of God were in his spirit.
神的话语在他的灵里面出来了。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Open our lips.
求你开我们的口。
Unseal them.
求你把我们的封条给拿开。
Let not the fears of man or what they say or do, let not them seal our lips.
不要让惧怕怕人怎么说。
Holy Spirit, come and unseal.
封住了我们的嘴。圣灵，求你把我们的口打开。
Set us free to speak.
释放我们，使我们能够说。
Let your anointing open our lips and our mouth and give us words.
让你的恩膏开我们的口，给我们话语。
That will witness of Jesus.
能够为耶稣做见证。
I ask in your wonderful name.
我奉你奇妙的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
从以上米勒牧师的信息里知道，在圣经两处地方讲到，当我们圣灵降在我们身上时，我们会开口说话，我们会说预言，传扬神为大。人的话语是很有能力的，可以促使各样的事情发生。哈利路亚！当预言的灵降在我们的身上，是为着为耶稣做见证。圣灵使人开口说话，带着极大的能力，因为言语能够传递一个人的灵，很有说服力，很有影响力。哈利路亚！所以当我们被圣灵充满，我们的话语就有分量，我们的话语就能够传达神的生命，传达神的灵。哈利路亚！往往我们过去话语是空洞的，没有内涵，不能够完成任何事情，但圣灵来了就为神做见证，哈利路亚，能够叫我们说话扎入人的心，哈利路亚，往往不需要很多的话，却能够完成极大的事情。当我们的话里面被圣灵充满，被信心，被恩膏所充满的话语，人们就倾耳而听，哈利路亚。所以圣灵降临有一个现象，就是人们会开口说话，传扬神的作为，哈利路亚。让我们每一个人都寻求被圣灵充满，借着圣灵开口传扬神的话语，见证耶稣基督他的复活。愿神祝福你们。